Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola head girls cross country coach Kim Art about the upcoming season.
Hard to believe it, but the fall sports season is finally coming here soon. Talking Indianola girls cross country with head coach Kim Art. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Last time we talked, unfortunately, was about the girls track season. I know obviously some parts of that vary related to cross country. So how did you want those cross country athletes to deal with the summer and kind of how did that off season go?
Well, we were mandated. We weren't even able to contact our students in person until July 1. So we were just keeping contact through, they would, you know, a lot of them would just ask for workouts. I would send them stuff that was as much contact as I could have with them before July 1. Then we started, July 1, there was optional stuff that we did 3 days a week. I had pretty decent numbers, I thought, of kids that showed up, so it was not mandatory, but they could come at least see their friends and be with their friends and run with their friends, so I think they enjoyed that. And then now that we're started, got lower numbers, I think, than normal this year, and I think part of that is because usually I do a lot of recruiting in the spring of kids, you know, the kids that maybe weren't, didn't play volleyball or stuff like that. So I've missed out on that opportunity to do some of that. And I still may pick up some kids when we do start school, cause I'm not really sure what that's all going to look like. But, I would say, a good majority of the kids got quite a few miles in this summer.
Well, that's good to hear as well. Before we kind of get into like the players preview, you know, cross country is one of those sports where if school's going on, maybe there wasn't as big of a worry that cross country would take place. So it kind of at least felt a little bit better going into this fall season. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, I guess I looking at it, I think that we're one of the least risk sports out there, but also knowing that sometimes people like to keep things fair and stuff like that. So yeah, I was worried. I'm still worried. I don't know what it's going to look like. We're taking every precaution that we can to keep our kids healthy. And do what we're supposed to do so that we can finish our season. So I've told the girls, don't worry about anything. Do what you're supposed to do, and we're just going to proceed as if everything's normal, you know, that we can do everything that we're supposed to do.
Well, coming off of last year where the team qualified for the state meet, several standout individuals, things had to be feeling pretty good at the end of last season. Did that change your expectations for this year?
I don't think it's really changed them. It made me excited for this year. Had some kids step up towards the end of the season that was nice to see. And you know, it's always nice to get that track season in because you get so many, you get up to four opportunities a night to watch a kid compete, and you can really learn a lot about your athletes, your cross country athletes during the track season. So some of those young kids missed out on that, which is kind of unfortunate for them, unfortunate for me. So we're just going to have to, you know, kind of stick with what I know of them from last cross country season. But no, I'm excited for this season. Like you said, we got a big part of our group back. We lost some valuable seniors, as far as leadership and talent. So that'll be difficult to replace, but I think the kids seem excited. I'm excited. Coach Fitz is excited. So we'll get out there and see what we got next week or 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah. So, well, it felt like, you know, when we talked last year, Bailey Blake and Ashley Rockhold, the seniors with experience, you know, going to the state meets, and it felt like they were lead by example. How do you, and you already mentioned this, they're going to be difficult to replace. How is that already shaping up as far as student leadership goes?
I think, well, Joey and Emily have kind of stepped up. I know they're some younger kids in this class, but as far as running-wise, those guys have stepped up. But as far as verbalize and team camaraderie and all that stuff, I have a great group of seniors this year. They've done a great job of keeping kids informed on stuff, on asking me a lot of questions. They're probably one of the best groups I've had as far as that communication and just being great leaders through what they do. Not necessarily they're good runners, but they're not the top runners, but they do all the little things that you would hope that a senior would do and take some leadership roles. I kind of do things a little bit different. I've done that here for the last few years. Instead of voting for team captains, I just say that all seniors are captains and give them that responsibility. I think it's always getting out into the world. It's always nice to have had a leadership role before you get out there and experience that and see what it's like. And so we talk a lot about the leadership and what I expect out of them. And I think they're doing a great job.
All right. Well, last question before we let you go is team goals for this year. I know high expectations, but what did you have for as far as team goals?
Well, team goals, you know, you always want to make it to the state meet. We talked about that already. And it, what's nice is sometimes when you talk about that, kids on your team don't know what it takes to get to that point. And the nice thing about this season is those kids do know. They know what they did last season, and they know how hard they had to work, and they know what it took to get there. So some of that stuff's out of the way, which is really nice, and so we can focus on that. And so I'm going to encourage those kids to transfer that information to some of the younger kids and let them know, you know, that it's possible, that how much fun it is to go to state meet, you know, what it means to the program. So that is obviously our goal, is to make it to the state meet. I think, like you said, we have some runners that should for sure be individual runners if that weren't to happen. But our ultimate goal is for our team to make it to the state meet.
Once again, that was Indianola head girls cross country coach Kim Art discussing the upcoming season. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.